Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Breakfast? Come and get it. With Peter.
G'day.
Russell.
G'day.
Clark.
That's right, back for this year. Well, you would have heard him at the Hottest 100 listing his hottest 100 ingredients. It's Peter Russell Clark. Good morning.
G'day, sport. How are you?
Oh, we're very well, thank you. And you?
I'm very, very well. I thought we could talk about dressing and undressing and all that sort of thing.
Well, before you do start talking about dressing and undressing, Lindsay was just having a little Google before we came to meet you.
Even on the ABC, you'd sit there Googling.
Absolutely. He wants to be all fresh for you. And he discovered something that said you made a special kind of pie on Australia Day. What is this pie?
Oh, I did too. Well, we're talking about rabbits off here, but when the Austens came out into Winchelsea in Victoria, they brought with them some rabbits so their English friends could take pot shots at them and pretend they were hunting lions or some bloody bullshit. Anyway, the rabbits got out of hand, so the wealthy people said. The poor people thought it was a bloody good idea because they could then catch them and feed them to the dogs and their children. And not the dogs' children, but their own children. The same sort of thing happened with a thing called Patterson's Curse. Mm. The wealthy people said, isn't this a f***ing terrible thing? Our cattle don't like it as much as they like our thoroughbred grass. Mm. The poor people said, you f***ing beauty, at least our poor cows have got something to eat. And they called it Salvation Jane.
All right, Peter Russell Clark, now you were talking about dressing and undressing.
Well, a lot of people get a lettuce, wash it, and then they forget to dry it. Then they pour an expensive salad dressing over that, and the salad dressing, being oil, won't stick to the watery leaves of the lettuce. Right. So what you've got to do is, if you wash your lettuce, shove it in a tea towel, make sure you get all the corners of the tea towel together, because you spin that around your head. If you don't do that, you get lettuce all over the bloody lounge room. So once you've dried the lettuce by spinning it, you then pour the salad dressing on, and most Europeans just use oil and vinegar in the proportions of, say, two fingers of oil to one finger of vinegar. And then, if you want to be flash, you add the juice of a lemon to that, a little bit of salt and pepper. If you're Australian, you put sugar in it, and I think you eat it with fucking ice cream. I can't believe they put sugar in it. But anyway, if you don't put sugar, you can put a bit of mustard if you want some sweetness. But the basic thing is simply oil and vinegar. That's really your dressing.
That's your basic dressing. Well, we might play a couple of songs now and come back to you and speak about undressing, Googling and all kinds of other filthy things.
I can sit here and Google while you're doing that.
Breakfast? Come and get it. With Peter.
G'day.
Russell.
G'day.
Clark.
Well, well, we've been talking about oily dressing and now it's
eating grass, special pies. Where are you going to take us from here, PRC?
How many fingers? I think, you know, lettuce is all right, but there's got to be more to the world than lettuce. And I thought, when you cut grass, I never do, but other people do, it has a lovely smell. And I thought, why don't we eat that? So I now often collect a lot of cut grass and shove that in my salad.
Is there not a problem with our digestive
system? Dog shit on it.
That was the second thing I was going to mention, yes. Do we have the stomachs for grass as humans?
Of course we do. Of course we go moo, don't we? And we have a horn every now and again.
So it hasn't affected your digestive tract then?
No, but I shit green.
But you did that before anyway.
Do you get into those salads that have the actual flowers in them? I've been presented.
Yes, nasturtiums. I grow nasturtium simply for the salad. In fact, I eat nasturtium flowers about once a day. Mm. But I think salads can be made with beans, onion, garlic, broccoli. And for instance, I was thinking, if you make a salad dressing of oil and vinegar and you did put a bit of mustard in it, why don't we put soy in it? We don't, because we probably think that the blackness on whatever we're going to put that would look funny. But if you did, you could use your salad dressing as a marinade.
Wow.
You know, so a marinade and salad dressing are just about the same. The same as if we make French onion soup, If we just took a bit of the liquid out of the soup, we've then got a lot of onion that we could then dress with a salad dressing and call it an onion salad. Why not?
Look at you doubling up your sauces there.
You've earned double your pay this week, Mr. Russell Clark.
Exactly. I wear my undies back to front now and again too.
But that's only when you're a little short-sighted in the morning.
I don't look at Mars. So what do you mean short-sighted?
Now, PRC, how do you deal with the heat? How do you find a way of cooling off? Is there any sort of gastronomic way of doing that?
I must admit that I'm going to lunch to an Indian restaurant because if we sweat a lot, we're supposed to cool. I think that's bullshit. I really should be going and having a nice crisp salad. But the place that serves salad don't serve booze, and I'm into the booze. Because I reckon that if you can get half stupefied in this heat, you then fall asleep in the car which your missus is driving home. That's the way to keep cool.
More power to you. Peter Russell Clark, thank you so much for joining us yet again.
It's good to have a little woman to look after you, isn't it?
It's good to have a little woman.
It certainly is good to have Lindsay looking after me. You're right.
Talking about little women, I'll see you later.
See ya. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.